This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has the most cases of bird flu among dairy cows in the U.S., and the numbers keep rising. The state has reported 21 livestock herd affected in the last 30 days. That means a quarter of the state's herds now have confirmed cases. An appeals court has vacated the prison sentences of two Montrose funeral home directors. CPR's Tom Hess reports.
Megan Hess and Shirley Koch ran Sunset Mesa Funeral Home and pleaded guilty to charges relating to the selling and mailing of body parts. They had been sentenced to 20 years and 15 years in prison, respectively, but a ruling Tuesday said a district court misapplied some sentencing enhancements. Joy Christian, whose father's body was dismembered at Sunset Mesa Funeral Home, said she's not surprised the case resurfaced.
I just think that there's enough loopholes in the law that, you know, it's going to provide things like this for people like them because there is such little regulation on the industry, period.
The case now heads back to district court for a resentencing with new guidance. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Vietnam veterans around the state were recognized in a ceremony Tuesday. Congresswoman Brittany Patterson spoke to the group of 17 veterans and their families at Red Rocks Community College.
And this ceremony, belated as it may be, is designed as a corrective, as an effort to make sure you know how much your service is appreciated and that a recognition that you put everything on the line for our country.
The ceremony was part of a larger program established in 2012 to recognize Vietnam veterans. Denver's Soul Tribe Tattoo and Piercing is closing next week after 15 years. The store's founder, Alicia Cardenas, was killed by a white supremacist during a string of shootings in 2021. Cardenas was credited with improving standards for healthier body art. The shop stayed open for years after the shooting, but it will close Monday. In Denver, the chance for severe thunderstorms this afternoon, mid-80s around Denver. In Grand Junction, highs above 90. This is CPR News.